6, and I'm not even sure how to pronounce the name, Kawichi? Kawichi. Land presentation. This is a briefing. Mike Livingston, Region 3 Director. We're looking forward to hearing about this. You have some guests with us?
Yes,
great.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners, for letting us come today to explain our project. typically, lands transactions are come to you when we're at the final stages of getting the approval for the transaction. However, in discussions about this project with Director Anderson and the Wildlife Program, we decided it was a little bit unique and that it would be beneficial to come to you, give you some explanation before we come back in August for a final approval. Before I go any further, I want to introduce our partners today. Over here on the far right is Rance Block, who's representing the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Rance is a veteran of land conservation, and I think he's been here before. He's been a major player on many lands transactions with us in the past, in particular in eastern Washington, but across the state. Sitting right next to me is Betsy Bloomfield with Kawichi Canyon Conservancy. And Betsy worked formerly for the department for a couple of years in Region 2 as a lands agent. And then she spent some time with Nature Conservancy in Yakima. And at that time, she worked on one big project that we had in the past, which was the Titan Canyon project that Rance, Betsy, and my predecessor, Jeff Tare, worked together. And that was 10,000 acres that's now part of the Oak Creek Wildlife Area. And Betsy brings a wealth of experience, passion, and energy to a project that's really hard to match. So I think we got a pretty good partnership here, and I'm pretty honored to be here with them. The things we want to cover today about our project include the importance to fish and wildlife, the importance of the property to the community, the roles of each of our partners, and then also some of the future management and stewardship. the location of the project is in northwest Yakima County. It's about five road miles west of the city of Natchez and about 20 road miles from the city of Yakima. This project has been in discussions for about 14 years, since 2000. Our partners have been off and on discussing this with the property owners, and so we've had a long interest in it. From the department's perspective, this property is a high priority because of the position of it on the landscape, its excellent habitat condition, and its immediate proximity to the Oak Creek Wildlife Area, which would enable efficiencies in operations and maintenance. And you can see here, it's all in this red boundary here is where our project is located. This is the checkerboarded here is the Titan Canyon project that was purchased several years ago, and this is all part of Oak Creek Wildlife Area. The distances between these properties and units will become a little bit more clear of why there's such a priority in a moment. So recently, the stars have aligned. I mentioned 14 years, where the landowners are ready to sell. We have funding in hand, and the right people have come together to make this a success. And I wanted to note that this property has been through the Lands 2020 process internally, so it's been vetted and improved by our programs. A third partner for this project is Department of Ecology. They're not here today. But Fish and Wildlife and Ecology have worked for a number of years on Office of Columbia River projects. Derek Sanderson's the director of that program. And part of the collaboration with them has been a memorandum of agreement that the agency signed in 2010. In that MOU, it was agreed to that Columbia River projects that were funded and led to conversion of shrub steppe to irrigated agriculture would be mitigated for. And so this project is, the majority of the funding is coming from that agreement, and it's a result of the two state agencies honoring this MOA. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's role has been the point of contact with the seller, They've paid for half the appraisal. They negotiated the price and other terms of the sale, and they've taken some of these outstanding photos that we have on the screen today. During the negotiations, Rance made at least, I think, six trips over from Spokane to meet with the landowners and have these discussions. Once the acquisition phase is complete, the Elk Foundation will remain a partner, helping us envision how we're going to manage the property and perhaps with volunteers and other resources. Cowichi Canyon Conservancy's role to this point has been to support the Elk Foundation in negotiations, and they paid for half the appraisal. So the NGO has covered the cost of the appraisals for us. Their role will increase in time after the if the project's approved and we get it to the finish line. Working with the NGOs to accomplish land conservation is not a new thing for the department. However, what we think we're proposing here today is significantly different in that it's meaningful sharing of responsibility of land stewardship. Our proposed approach to this project is for the grazing right in the form of an easement to be granted to Cowichi Canyon Conservancy by the landowners at the time of sale. Also at closing, DFW will receive all the other rights with the fee title. Cowichi Canyon Conservancy will be responsible for managing the grazing according to WDFW standards, and we're drafting this up in an easement right now. The responsibility will include activities such as fence maintenance and weed management. The department will have all the other rights, including management of fish and wildlife habitat and compatible outdoor recreation. We have three reasons why we're structuring this project like this today. First of all, during negotiations, the landowners insisted that cattle ranching remain an activity on the property. A five-year lease with the current cattle operator was a term of the negotiations, so that's not a something we couldn't do. The grazing will be limited to light to moderate use by cattle. It will be subject to a management plan and agreed to by the department and Cowichi Canyon Conservancy as part of a management plan that we'll develop. It will be consistent with the Ecosystem Standards Act, often referred to as House Bill 1309, and finally consistent with Commission Policy 6003. Our second reason for structuring our proposal this way is to remove some of the complications we've experienced in the past when attempting to honor our negotiated agreements with sellers. Also, we've heard from elected officials and supporting interests that grazing is a really important value that they want to retain on these properties. We've heard that consistently. And the funding strings from other grant agencies sometimes preclude really creative solutions to fish and wildlife objectives at the same time of meeting local interests. Our proposal is consistent with the objectives of our mitigation agreements with Department of Ecology, and we will be permanently protecting from development highly functioning shrub steppe habitat that has had a long history of sustainable cattle grazing, in fact, since the 1930s. Our final reason for our proposal is that partnering with a local entity such as Cowichi Canyon Conservancy can bring new resources to the department to manage the grazing and other activities on state land. I'm going to let Betsy describe that more fully, but before I do that, Rance Block is going to explain why the Elk Foundation is interested in the project.
My name is Rance Block. I live in the Spokane area and am here today as a contractor representing Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Madam Chair and members of the Commission, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to brief you on the joint DFW Cowichi Canyon Conservancy RMEF land acquisition on the North Fork of Cowichi Creek. As Mike already told you, RMEF has been in the lead role in negotiating with the landowners. The WDFW lands comprising the Cowichi Mountain unit of the Oak Creek Wildlife Management Area, combined with the Conservancy's Snow Mountain Ranch and other private and public lands, provide critical winter range for an estimated 2,800 Rocky Mountain elk. And as you can see here on the map, many of these elk spend their summer on the Wenatchee National Forest and on the Tieton Canyon acquisition lands, now owned by DFW in the 2007 acquisition. This project adjoins those Tieton Canyon lands and will protect a critical migratory and transition range used by many of these migrating elk in the fall to access the Cowichi Mountain area and again in the spring on their way to the higher elevation summer range. For the past 15 years, several private ownerships between Cowichi Mountain, as you can see out there in the blue where the arrows are heading, and the National Forest have been subdivided down into small parcels which threaten that migratory corridor. By keeping this large 2,900-acre acquisition project as a whole, we will have taken a significant step toward maintaining the corridor for the migrating elk herd. At the recent April Commission meeting, the Elk Foundation testified on a recently completed Stamilt Basin acquisition project near Wenatchee. In addition to the high wildlife values on that project, there was significant community support for protecting the agricultural and community values. As with that Stamilt project, the North Fork Cowichi acquisition has been coordinated with the county commissioners. The county is in agreement with the landowner's desires that the acquisition be structured to protect the historical cattle grazing on the property. In working with the county officials and local grazing interests, this project design will protect important wildlife habitat and also local customs and economy. Finally, I want to thank you again and urge your approval of this project at the August Commission meeting.
Madam Chair and members of the Commission, thank you for having us brief you today. I really appreciate it. And to give you a little bit more of a flavor about the partner you're about to hopefully, you know, if you come to agreement on this project, enter into a relationship with, I want to tell you a little bit about who we are as an organization. I'm the executive director for the Cowichi County Conservancy. It's been in business for 30 years in this part of Yakima County. And you may know that Cowichi County Conservancy is already an active partner with Department of Fish and Wildlife on land protection. Some of you may know or recall that in the early 2000s, Department of Fish and Wildlife had assembled funds to expand the Cowichi unit of the Oak Creek Wildlife Area. They were going to buy, you were going to buy the Snowman Ranch site, but the then regional director, Jeff Taylor, wanted to help grow the, at the time, my predecessor, the very small local land trust into a bigger community player. And he had reasoned at the time that the state really had only so much acquisition bandwidth available to it, especially in these regional areas. And he wanted to bring in a local entity to accomplish those things, grow the local entity, and step back a bit from this ongoing acquisition practice in this neighborhood. And those funds were actually passed through to Cowichi County Conservancy. The deal was done, and the overall strategy has really worked. Because since the purchase of Snow Mountain Ranch, Cowichi County Conservancy has grown into a community asset by building programs that connect conservation and recreation and education under a unified strategy. That's what we do. So one of our citizen science programs that has drawn a lot of attention, and in fact we worked with the Department of Fish and Wildlife on this to get a scientific collection permit, we're calling this overarching program Project Butterfly. And Project Butterfly has several conservation and education parts to it. The conservation part is this migratory corridor we're talking about. And this whole, this citizen science specific project, the Butterfly Safari Project, what we have discovered with working with outside institutional partners is that we have a huge breeding colony of a migratory butterfly that starts and ends its life cycle in the shrub steppe. But it migrates right through the Oak Creek Wildlife Area up into the Cascades during the summer, sort of nectars on the high-elevation wildflowers, and then it returns to finish out its life history in the fall, nectaring on rabbit brush and laying its eggs back in the landscape. We're actually documenting that full migration, which has only been observed at stages throughout that route. So we are actually working very closely with our tourism bureau, who really appreciates us because we're giving them lots of great material to post about our area, the Yakima area. And that, in turn, is really good for businesses who are also appreciating us because we're bringing a lot of tourists into our area. So, in fact, just last night, I don't know if any of you caught this, but this project was on King 5's Evening Magazine segment at 7:30. So that's available on the website if you wanted to see that. So, in fact, if we go back to take another look at the elk migration map, you'll see that CCC, the Cowichan County Conservancy, is actually involved in 4 migrations in this Cowichan Mountain route. So we know about the elk, that's critical. We know about the butterflies, this huge population using that same route. But we also worked with partners in the basin to remove upstream barriers to steelhead migration, and they are now repopulating the Cowichan Basin. So for us, the 4th migration is people. We do trails, and we're often written up in the Washington Trails Association website as the hike of the week. And again, this is another method by which, you know, a growing population of users around Washington State is taking advantage of this area. So all that said, we're running a very lean operation, and we do most of this work with trained volunteers. So we work with students and faculty from the Yakima Valley Community College and Central Washington University who really love to do field work, helping us monitor our field projects, do restoration work. We have actually a very active volunteer stewardship program, and we're gradually restoring all of our old farm fields back to natives. Now, DFW and CCC are checkerboarded together. We're embedded in each other's landscape, so we're sharing resources all the time. We're already working with DFW and Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation on stewardship across this currently shared landscape, and we want to expand into this new phase. So this brings me to my final point about our larger partnership. A few years ago, the then district biologist sitting to my left, Mike Livingston, and I were lamenting that there was no real coalition that was dedicated to conserving shrub steppe at the ground level. So we founded one. We started the SageWorks Partnership Agreement to fill that need and pull together the very partners who are literally sitting here today. We also pulled in the BLM and the Forest Service, also checkerboarded with us in this region, to work collectively on shrub steppe protection and restoration, recreation, and education across our shared ownerships at a scale where we could really get together and take real action on the real ground in the Natchez and Cowichan Basins. And the project you're hearing about today is, in fact, a SageWorks priority. We're connected at the community level to ranching families and to civic leaders and a significant user group, and it's our intention to bring these relationships into this partnership for this project. Thanks.
And I was just going to ask if you had questions. Please let us have them. Thanks.
Thank you. Commissioners, any questions? It's really a terrific project. I had a lot of thoughts as you were talking. One of my thoughts was one of the great pleasures of being on the commission and seeing more of Eastern Washington. It's the drive that I make back from any time I'm on the east side. I go over 12, so because I live in Southwest Washington, so that's the most direct route, and it takes me through Oak Creek Wildlife Area, and it's always my favorite part of the drive. It's so beautiful. It's incredibly beautiful, and some of your pictures really did come close to capturing how beautiful it is, but this is a terrific example. Another thought that I had as I was listening is, Jeff Terre was a pretty smart guy, wasn't he? I mean, that's good thinking, creating a grassroots organization that will reflect the community values, strengthen the ties between the department and the community, and do good with enthusiasm. So, magnificent. Commissioner Kenney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. That was great. For me, it was really special to see the elk migration pattern and then overlaid with the butterfly migration pattern. I mean, so many people don't think about that, and that was fantastic. My question is, the land trust that you work for, I take it the rancher is selling, so he's out of the grazing business, but will this be leased back to an additional rancher, or does the land trust isn't getting into the ranching business, I wouldn't think?
No, that's a very astute question. The Titan Cattle company is the current owner of this property, and they have had a long-standing lease with the lessee who's currently on the property. We'll be continuing that lease for 5 years. But I'd like to point out, if you look at the screen, this is the property. It has been grazed since 1930. Look at the condition of the habitat. Look at the bunch grass. So we're all feeling very confident that this is a project that will continue to maintain habitat, elk migration, butterfly migration, and answer a very direct community value for maintaining working lands in this area.
Any other questions, anyone?
One of the reasons the landowners are interested in selling is essentially the patriarchs of the family who were the real cowboys have passed on. The family now is it's in family ownership. Really none of them interested in continuing ranching, but they want to see that the grazing continues subsequent to their ownership.
I'd like you to, we all want you to grasp that the interest that would be conveyed with this transaction is a permanent grazing easement to Cowichan County Conservancy. So once this lease is over, you're right, we're not in the grazing business, but we are in the community business. There may be some future opportunity that DFW may not be able to entertain where we have a local family who has 10 grass-fed steers that they want to put into the locavore movement. We actually know of people like that in our community. We have a brand new restaurant that's starting up who wants to call the Cowichan Canyon Kitchen, and they want to source their restaurant with all local produce and meat. You know, meat. I'm a vegetarian, but so there could be opportunities into the future where we can do a very sustained habitat, recreation, education-based partnership with our landowner, manager, Department of Fish and Wildlife, where we're bringing all these values together as Mike says, in a unique new way. And we're actually trying to proof of concept this, where the department gets the benefit of having a local nonprofit partner connected to local values, you know, with county commissioners on our speed dials, whom we know personally, as you can attest. So we're trying to make a good thing happen in Yakima County right now as we speak with this project.
Sounds like it's working very well. You are to be congratulated. Thanks so much.
Thank